Hey, what is up, my dudes? You can find us every Monday and Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For the full experience, remember to check us out on YouTube at TFF Dudes. And as always, don't be rude, share the dudes.
Informed, outspoken, wild, fearless. This is the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast.
What is up, my dudes? This is Trent with the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast. We have our Week 7 preview. I need to fix that on the YouTube channel. I am joined by Seth, Jordan, and Phil. Seth is on mute right now. Guys, Phil, how are we doing, man? You know, we're going to be going through all our Week 7 matchups, have some starts and sits, all kinds of good stuff. A few housekeeping announcements here. If you are not following on YouTube yet, give us the thumbs up and subscribe. Really helps us out, guys. And if you're listening on podcast, remember, don't be rude. Share the dudes. We got a tough week. Seven's kind of tough. We got a lot of bye weeks. I'll announce those later. But Phil, how are we doing, my buddy?
I'm doing well. I think I'm doing a lot better than Mark Davis and his dancing. I don't know if you guys saw this, but I believe his WNBA team just won the finals or something like that. And there's a video of him dancing, and it is rough to watch.
What's WNBA?
No, it's not about that. It's about Mark Davis dancing. Like, they were in a huddle and he was dancing. I don't know if he was like dugging or having like a medical malfunction, but it was rough. It was rough to watch. I'm doing better than that though. That's all to say that. But doing all right. How's everybody else doing?
I'm guessing Mark Davis will take whatever he can get right now, Phil. That's just what I'm assuming.
You guys, you absolutely need to see. I'm sending this to you, Trent, and I'm sending this to you, Jordan. Just take a quick.
Phil, I have a no watching WNBA policy.
It's not the WNBA. It is a human interest story about how terrible this guy dances. I don't know why. If it was WNBA, I would talk about the four quarters. I am talking about the owner of a WNBA team. I'm about to walk off this pod 2 minutes.
I'm watching WNBA athletes on my phone right now, Phil.
All right, we are moving into this week's game. Seth is rocking the glasses today. He looks like he's also rocking the milk mustache.
That looks like
earlier.
This is what I imagine Trent looking like on the dance floor.
No, I'm a dabber.
Yeah, he's basically dabbing in part of his dance. So yeah, you and Mark Davis, same person.
Yeah, I wish we weren't virtual. I'd reach across and never mind.
What you're doing is dabbing for sweat off your brow after moving for 2 minutes on the dance floor.
Yeah,
that was a dumb joke. All right, let's get into this week of Thursday Night Football. We're all kind of just all over the place today. Trent's out traveling for work. He just finished axe throwing, which I've always thought is kind of lame, but apparently it's a decent sport. Like, I kind of feel the same way about it as that I do top golf. Like, I'm really not that interested in it, but Trent, like, talk to us about it. Like, how'd you do, man? Like, I know you struggle at most sports. You're a downhill athlete, but let me hear about it.
Definitely a downfield athlete. I actually had a good time. I got a couple, bullseyes in the middle, got a couple 8-point shots. My team did not win, but towards the end, I got the hang of it. And honestly, like, if we went down like zombie apocalypse, like, I just added another weapon to my sheath that I feel lethal with. So,
axe throwing.
Give me an axe.
I guess you get 8 points for throwing it backwards on accident. So that's weird.
Seth, you are stupider than you look. I will say that. here's a little photo of me, you know, with the axe right there. So I tagged Phil on that, getting after it. So,
I didn't even see that. I need to get on Twitter more.
You got to get on Twitter more. Jordan, though.
Seth needs to get a Twitter.
Seth needs to get a Twitter. I agree. Jordan, do you want to get the totals for us? Before you get the totals, Jordan, today's kickoff is brought to you by Trophy Smack, okay? Trophy Smack is the dude's favorite place to get our fantasy football trophies. Go to www.trophysmack.com/dudes for 15% off your whole entire order, guys. We got a nice belt, last place awards, all kinds of good stuff, participation ribbons. You can totally customize your trophy, all that good stuff. 15% off www.trophysmack.com. shark.com/dudes. Really good company. Fresno State alumni. We are Fresno State fans. The creator of it on Shark Tank. All that good stuff. And before Jordan gives us the totals, the teams on by this week are the Carolina Panthers, Cincinnati Bengals, Dallas Cowboys, Houston Texans, New York Jets, and Tennessee Titans. And also, little warning here, we went 41% on last week's starts and sits. So always use your own educational guess, I guess, with us. We're doing our very best. We did have a down week, I will say, last week. But on the season, guys, we are 50%. We're looking to, crank that percentage up a little bit higher. Jordan, what do we got on our totals of our pick'em last week?
The correct phrasing you're looking for, Trent, is you push the buttons, you set your rosters, we don't do it for you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
and then the thing that I would add is if you're looking for friendship, we're your guys.
Absolutely. Or buddies.
I mean, I don't know about that, but I'm
Jordan.
Okay. So we got Phil was in last place at 9-6. And then all three of the rest of us, me, Trent, Seth, we all tied at 10-5. And I won the tiebreaker because the total was like 37 and I went 48. Trent went 49 and Seth went 55.
Okay.
Bummer.
Well, that's a good. We go with some good news. Go ahead, Jordan.
No, so I have 3 weeks. Trent has 2 weeks and Seth has 1 week. Phil, you are yet to get on the board.
That's why I'm the host of this show, I think, really more than anything. Like, don't trust me with your stats. Every once in a while, I'll give you a good tidbit here or there. But here's what I will say, and I'm a marketing guy. I think we've all acknowledged that. But here's what I will say. Trent was talking about sharp objects and doing damage. That's a segue into a Manscaped ad, not another ad for one of our sponsors. Although we love them all, I think it is a real missed opportunity there, Trent. And I'll forgive you. Hopefully try and segue that back in a little bit later. But let's get into Thursday night football unless there's anything else. We got Jordy.
Side note, I don't have to be the guy who does all the promos. Like if I tee myself up and don't realize it, feel free for one of you to go in there. Maybe one of you guys know the promo and you can do that. But,
Phil just called himself a host. You know, it sounds like a host job right there.
I was about to, but then Trent was like, speaking of, and I was like, put it on me. I was like, this guy is definitely going to go into a Manscaped ad. He's teed up perfectly. And of course it was a swing and a miss. And I'm kicking myself in the rear for believing that he could actually pull through for us. But yeah, my fault. Sorry about that, guys. I thought I'd give the guy a shot. Let's move on to Thursday night football. Jaguars versus Saints, 4-2 Jaguars, Saints 3-3. The current total is 39.5. The Saints are at home. I still think this is kind of like a more of a, it's not so much saying much about the Saints as it is the Jaguars, but New Orleans is currently favored by one. Jordan, I know this is your squad. I want to let you talk about it a little bit. No starts or sits in this game. Maybe give us a little bit of a play. I'm going to kick it over to you.
It's hard to break down this game unless you know that for sure Trevor Lawrence is playing. I'm assuming with the spread, he is playing. The game was at 3. New Orleans was favored by 3 yesterday. And then about midway through yesterday on Tuesday, it went back to -1. So I'm assuming Trevor Lawrence is going to play. I know CJ Beathard, the backup, said that he was very likely Trevor Lawrence would play. So
he turned it down a little bit.
Assuming he plays.
Seth thought he was on mute.
Seth's got Baby Shark in the background.
That's true, I do.
I'm just glad I'm just glad that's all you said, Seth. Honestly, sorry, Jordan. Keep going.
It's true. No, usually worse.
The Saints' run defense is pretty good, so I don't really love ET in this spot. Obviously, you're playing him, but I think this is a spot like you're not like he's been really good the last couple of weeks. I think it's kind of a down spot for him. And then if Trevor Lawrence is in, like I like all Kirk and Ingram and Ridley to a degree. And on the Saints side, I like Olave quite a bit. But other than that, I don't know. It's kind of an ugly game. Hopefully Trevor Lawrence plays. I think if he plays, I think Jaguars can move the ball a bit. Yeah. It's tough Saints defense, though.
Yeah, it's not a great quarterback matchup, if I'm being totally honest. You know, like, you got to start your studs, and where you drafted Lawrence, I think if he plays, you have to play him. I don't know if there's really – this isn't a great week for streaming quarterbacks. You could pick up Sam Howell or maybe Derek Carr, but I think I'd rather wait till Sunday than play Derek Carr, though.
Yep.
I think there's a better streaming option. Assuming, I don't know what his roster percentage is, but I think Geno Smith's a pretty good streamer.
I like Geno as well.
Yeah, I missed on Geno. I have Burrow on bye, and so I missed on Geno there.
I mean, he's rostered at about 72%. So, I mean, there's in some leagues you could still snag him. All right. Any other thoughts, Trent, Seth? Any thoughts there?
It's a game that's, I think, going to be a little boring, sadly.
Yeah.
Go Jags.
Like, maybe a big ETN.
Jake Haner's back.
He's off the pitch.
Haner's back. That's such a good point there, Seth. He's
off the juice.
He's off the juice and off the bench.
Did you see that what the NFL announced, that there's some stuff coming in? Was it meat from China that might make you, test positive for PEDs? Did you guys see that announcement Schefter tweeted?
So it's PEDs. Let's call it PEDs, not PEDs. But
yeah, I know that. But the whole thing about some of these guys testing for these things, like some of these guys are obviously juicing, but some of these guys aren't, and they're just getting some like bad mixes, and maybe like some of their like workout material and just some other stuff too. So I don't know, but I would believe it. China, can't trust China.
All right.
I'm pretty sure that happened to Canelo, or at least he claimed it did, the boxer Canelo. Anyhow, it was with tainted meat, he claimed. Who are you going with, Trent?
I am going to go with I'm going to go with Saints winning this one, just because I don't know if Trevor Lawrence is playing at the moment. I like the Saints defense. I think if Lawrence plays, I think Jags win. But as of right now, not knowing, I'm going to go with Saints. We are recording on Wednesday night.
Okay. I'm riding with Duvall and my
I'll go Jags.
And one of my co-hosts here, Jordy, I'm assuming you're going Jags.
Yeah, Jags. Sorry. I just realized, guys, in my Dynasty League that I have Joe Burrow and Justin Fields, and I didn't realize that until right now.
And now
I'm kind of in a tough spot.
You're in panic mode.
Yeah, I realized that I had Joe Burrow in one of my leagues. I forgot that I had Joe Burrow in my Dynasty League. And so I might be starting.
AKA why he dropped two guys in it at 30 seconds ago.
Yes. I may be starting a running back in the Superflex spot, for what it's worth, this week.
Yeah.
And there's no quarterback. Do we think Jeremy Garoppolo plays? Because I might need to pick him up. Or Taysom Hill. Man, don't pick up Taysom Hill.
Yeah. When you get hauled off a game, for a back injury in an ambulance, I don't know if you... I would say he doesn't play, Jimmy G.
I don't think he practiced today. Yeah,
I'm in a similar situation in one of my super flex leagues. I have Joe Burrow and CJ Stroud. So looks like I'm firing up Kenny Pickett and maybe Christian Watson in the super flex.
I would hate to help you at all, but is Dobbs available for you there, Jordy?
No, there's nobody. It's in our dynasty league, guys. Yeah. We're all in it. There's no quarterbacks available.
A super flex dynasty quarterback gets bare fast. Everybody make their picks here.
I think so.
Yeah. This was kind of a short. Normally the Thursday night game, we keep it short. And when I think of short, I think of Manscaped. I think of Sharp. The axe I had was pretty dull, but today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped, guys. Go to enter promo code DUDES20, 20% off. They got the boxers, they got the weed whacker, the lawnmower 4.0. It has a flashlight. You can use it in the dark in those hard to reach, hard to navigate, sensitive areas. Go over to Manscaped for 20% off your whole entire order. And Phil, the promo wasn't as good, especially when you like set me up and told me the point I missed. It just makes it a lot harder. So I'm trying to get that one out. But yeah, go to Manscaped, promo code DUDES20, 20% off your whole entire order. Got a nice little video ad on the screen if you want to check that out. What do we got next, buddy Phil?
Yeah, for sure. So no games in London this week, but I think in 2 weeks we'll be in Germany. So get ready for those games. I believe it's 2 weeks we'll be in Germany, but this week we have the first morning game we actually have, or just part of the morning games. We have Raiders at Bears, 3-3 Raiders at 1-5 Bears. The current total right now is 37.5. Vegas is currently favored by 3. Seth, you have a start in this game. Talk to us.
Okay, so obviously Jimmy Garoppolo not playing, I mean, maybe sort of puts a damper onto this one, but I'm saying start Jacoby Myers. He has 2 weeks in a row of 14.5 plus fantasy points. I think that's half point PPR. I think in PPR it might be closer to 20. The Bears have given up at least 25 fantasy points to wide receiver each game. And when I say at least, like, that is the least amount they've given up to wide receivers. Like, usually it's like 30 plus points to receivers in half point. In full PPR, like, we're talking an insane amount of points. He also draws a favorable matchup, according to PFF. Devontae Adams will be involved, but we did see how involved Devontae was last week with Hoyer, I believe, right? And so I don't know who's going to play, if it's going to be Aiden O'Connell or Hoyer or Jimmy Garoppolo, but I think it's safe to say Jacoby Myers, like, is a weapon that they're going to use. They're kind of using him as, like, the guy finding some soft coverage, whereas Devontae's the deep threat. So, I mean, I would think I would want to start him if, like, you can grab him this week and play him. If he's not rostered, like, grab him and play him. But yeah, fire him up this week. I think he's projected around 8 points. I think he could probably get maybe a touchdown this week, but it's a potential to have the most points ever he's had this week.
Yeah, he is 85% rostered on Sleeper right now, but he is wide receiver 15 on the season, 17 points last week, 20 points the week before. He only has one game that he did not have double-digit fantasy points. I think he's the most underrated.
I think you're looking at PPR, Trent.
Yeah, half-point PPR is actually 14.
Yeah.
Half-point PPR, what? Oh,
for wide receiver.
Sorry, I'm in my Dynasty League on Sleeper checking his roster.
Yeah, he's number 14. 14.
So yeah, when we're referring to 14 points here, we usually refer in half point.
Yeah.
But anyways, sorry, Trent. I didn't mean to leave me to throw you under the bus while saying that.
Yeah, no, but I used a full point scoring in the league I'm in.
Yeah. I will say, though, the 1 week he didn't score double digits was the week that Jimmy Garoppolo didn't play, for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, but it's great. I mean, even last week, Brian Hoyer played, and he still got all the volume. Like, Devontae Adams had 2 catches last week, which is absurd.
I think he only had, like, 1 catch after Garoppolo left.
Really?
Yeah, I'm almost positive because I had him in my DraftKings cash lineup, and he had, like, 16 points in the first half, and he only had, like, 1 catch in the second half.
Mm.
It's just a note. So, like, I don't know if that really means anything, but it's just interesting. Like, I'm just throwing it out there. I don't really know how much that actually means anything, but.
Yeah, let's hope Garoppolo plays, because Garoppolo will throw him the ball.
No, for sure he will.
I think people are calling him AOC or Aiden O'Connell. I think the game he played, I think he threw to Jacoby Myers quite a bit too. So
no, that's the game he didn't score. That's the game he didn't score fantasy points.
Okay, never mind. Well, let's hope Garoppolo plays.
Like, I just, again, Seth, like, I don't really know how much that even means anyways. Like, is it, we're talking like a anything. game and a half sample size. Like, I don't really know what that means and what it doesn't mean, but it's just interesting.
Myers has been one of the better, he's probably the best waiver pickup this season besides Puka, maybe. And I think he's had a lot.
Kyron.
Yeah, those three, Kyron, Puka. But Kyron's hurt now, right? And it doesn't look like he's coming back anytime soon. Myers might be the most underrated fantasy asset right now. And I think he's just getting started where people are going to start knowing who he is. I'm going to say the winner in this game. Anyone else? Like, you're firing up Josh Jacobs in this game.
I think it's like an elite spot for Josh Jacobs, though. Like, it's a really good spot for Josh Jacobs.
What about Mayer?
Foreman did. Yeah, I like Mayer too. I don't know if I like him in season long as much as like DFS formats and stuff. Real quick on the Chicago side, Trent, like, did we talk about Badgett starting?
We have not, but are you saying we should? It's a really good tight end matchup. Bears struggle against tight ends.
No. I'm talking about, though, like, we have the starting quarterback is not Justin Fields for the Bears, and like, How much does that impact DJ Moore? How much does that impact like the running game? Foreman played 60% snaps. If Roshan comes back, like, are you playing Roshan? There's a lot of interesting like question marks on the Bills. It's not, I mean, on the Bears side, it's not like the Raiders are a juggernaut defense out there. So I don't know.
Yeah. DJ Moore was very pedestrian last week without Justin Fields. He's wide receiver 3 on the season, though, and I think you just have to plug him and play him. Like,
Badgett was like a, he was like a D3 quarterback who slung it around, I know, at the D3 level. So I don't know. For what it's worth, he's not available in that Dynasty League either. So
really? Well, you must have missed waivers, nice. It sounds like.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Badgett out of Shepherd, West Virginia. Looking at him, the guy kind of looks like, you know, a youth pastor or something. So we'll see how this works out. I'm going to go with Raiders win this game. This could be a really strange game. Very strange.
I'll go Raiders.
Raiders.
Man, the Raiders are not good, though. I'll go Raiders. They're not good.
No, they aren't.
Yeah,
I mean, they're only one game out of first in the AFC West, though, right?
Yeah, the AFC West sucks outside of the Chiefs. No. And who knows how good the Chiefs even are.
Yeah.
That's shocking to hear you say.
Yeah, that probably hurt to say.
Well, I think their defense is elite, but their offense, like, I don't know, maybe Mecole Hardman coming back helps Mahomes out.
I was going to have someone go do a welfare check on you and make sure that you weren't like reading off a script after you said that. I'm like, what's going on over there?
Yeah, someone adjusted his teleprompter to say that, like on Anchorman.
I was like, is this guy okay?
The Jaguars are good. I'm not going to be a Chiefs like super fan if the Jaguars are good. Like, they're in the same conference.
I don't know if people believe you when you say that.
We're going to have to see a couple more weeks of this, Jordan. We want to believe.
Yeah, I got it. This can't just be a fluke. It's got to be a trend.
It's a small sample size.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's move on here. Let's move on to a game that did you guys see Dan Campbell pull out a $5 bill out of his pocket when they won 5 straight? Like how? Like what a just a what a classy guy. It's not Dalton. He doesn't pull out five $1 bills. He pulls out one $5 bill. There's no $6 bill. But I'm still hoping that they can win this game. We have the 5-1 Lions versus the 4-2 Ravens. Current total right now is 42. Baltimore, shockingly, is favored by 3.5. More of a scratch game, I think, probably it would be if they were if it was playing on a neutral ground. But no starts or sits in this game. I think this could end up being a good one. What are we thinking here, Jordan? Just Vegas doesn't believe in the Lions hype, or Baltimore plays good at home? What do you think here?
I think it's undervaluing the Lions. I don't know. I don't think Baltimore is very good. I think Lamar has been very bad this year. Yeah. Not necessarily fantasy wise, but like from a real quarterback perspective, like he hasn't been great. So I don't know. It's two pretty good defenses. Montgomery's out. You're probably playing Gibbs. I'm not touching the Baltimore running back situation. Just your guys, St. Brown, Laporta, Zay, Andrews, like just the main guys here.
And it's coming off like a weird win in London. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting too much into it. Seems like,
I mean, Lamar did not look good in that game either. Like,
well, that's
Lamar
what I'm saying. And they're traveling. Like, They're traveling back. It's just crazy that that Vegas thinks that Baltimore should still be favored. I think it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
One thing to know, I think Laporta is going to play, but he was limited Wednesday's walkthrough. So just a calf.
I think
flare
he was
up.
Limited last week. Limited last week too, during the week.
And for what it's worth, it did show in the numbers, right? So we had against Atlanta, he was at 18.4. Green Bay about 7.6, and then against Carolina 18. Last week we had 5.6. So still number 2 tight end ranked overall. You know, still obviously has a lot of opportunity there, but let's talk running back situation there. Do you guys want to jump into that a little bit?
Yeah. The running backs. So he's
at Detroit.
I think could this finally be the Jahmyr Gibbs game? Is that what we're thinking? Like, does it have to be like, is he going to play? What are we thinking about Gibbs?
I don't know. I think Reynolds is still going to have a decent amount of workload.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs hasn't played in 2 weeks. It's not a great place to play Gibbs. What I'm kind of interested in seeing here is not the running backs as much, not to change topics. I'm Jordan says Lamar hasn't been that good this year. Looking at his numbers, Lamar is quarterback 7, but he has back-to-back games that just weren't that good. He had 17 points last week. He had 9 points the week before. The guy that has not been getting involved is Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews had 8 points, 9 points. He's still tied in 3 on the season because the landscape's so terrible, but he hasn't scored a touchdown since week 4. Hopefully Mark Andrews can get back into the red zone this week versus the Titans, and maybe that helps bring Lamar Jackson back to what he's kind of been in the past. But it seems like he's struggling throwing touchdowns.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys think about that. Baltimore is very tough against the tight ends, talking about Laporta.
They're just two really good defenses. Like, the Baltimore defense is good. Detroit defense is good. I don't know. It's just like one of those games where, like, I just don't know if there's much to it other than you have to play your guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Jameson Williams, you like him as a dart throw, Jordan? He only ran 9 routes last week and had a touchdown.
I feel like there's better. I feel like there's better dart throws out there. But
yeah, if you have Jameson, it might be a good time to trade him.
I guess maybe people just look at the box score.
Yeah, 64% rostered right now. He could even be a free agent in your league.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah,
just one random question for Jordan here. Jordan, I know you're not a huge Brock Purdy fan. This doesn't need to become a Brock Purdy fan. If you have to choose between Jared Goff and Brock Purdy, who are you choosing?
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff? Why?
He's better.
Okay.
The Lions fans are all in on Goff.
They're very similar quarterbacks, though. Like, they're cut from the same cloth, in my opinion.
That's why I asked the question. Like, I feel like there's some similarities there, but, like, you very much hate Purdy.
Goff, and I think you like Goff. Goff, I don't necessarily know if I like Goff, but Goff has proved it more than Purdy has, too. Like, I don't know. Like, what has Purdy done?
He's been to a Super Bowl. I mean,
no, he hasn't.
Goff has, Goff? Yes.
No, I said, what has Purdy done?
No, I was saying that before you. I think it was just a lag.
Yeah. Like, Goff went to a Super Bowl. They obviously got crushed.
Like 12-6. I don't know if that's a crushing, but yes, that was a weird game.
No, that game was a blowout, wasn't it?
It was very low scoring.
Yeah, it was like 20-10 or something. It was weird, Jordan. Look it up. Rams
13-3.
It was 13-3 that game?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. You watch football?
I just remember that game being super boring.
It was terrible. Todd Gurley played absolutely no snaps. All right, I'm taking the Lions in this one. Anyone else? I don't want to bore the fans.
I'm going to go with this conversation.
I got Detroit.
I'm going Lamar Jackson.
Lions.
Ravens. One flock.
One pride.
All right, moving on here. We have the 3-2 Browns versus the 3-3 Colts. Current total right now is 39. Cleveland is currently favored by 1.5 coming off their win against San Francisco. Jordan, you have a sit in this game. I'm going to let you jump into that.
So I got Jonathan Taylor as a sit this week. Cleveland is an elite run defense. They're giving up less than 12 fantasy points per game to running backs this season. They've only given up 333 yards rushing and 1 rushing touchdown to the running back position on the ground. And then also given up 141 yards receiving and 1 receiving touchdown. And I believe both those touchdowns, the receiving one was to CMC last week and the rushing touchdown was to Jordan Mason last week, if I'm not mistaken. So through the first 5 weeks of the year, they allowed no touchdowns to running backs. And in that span, they played, whether you think they're good or not, I tend to think some of these guys aren't good. They are big names out there who have had success previously. They played Joe Mixon, Najee Harris, Derrick Henry, CMC. You can argue about how good Mixon, Najee, Henry are, but they've been decent running backs in the past. And then on top of that, with Jonathan Taylor, Zach Moss and him are still in a pretty much 50-50 split when it comes to snaps and touches. I think Zach Moss might have out-touched Taylor by one last week. I just don't see that changing. I know they paid Jonathan Taylor a lot, but Zach Moss has been pretty good for them. Don't see that changing. And I think the only way they beat that Jonathan Taylor beats me is if he gets there on the ground, on the through the air, I mean, in the receiving, the dump off game. But this Brown defense is pretty elite. And I like they've been good at limiting running backs to the air too. So against teams that can't run the ball against them. So, and I think they can get to Minshew quite a bit too. So just not a fan of Jonathan Taylor this week. And honestly, I could add Zach Moss here too. But I think I actually prefer Zach Moss over Jonathan Taylor. And Jonathan Taylor is being ranked consensus like top 15 running back this week. So I had Jonathan Taylor to sit.
It's cool. Jordan, thank you. Oh, go ahead.
No, I don't mind the sit. Like, it doesn't seem like the only thing I'm worried about is I don't know if he's quite game ready yet. And all of a sudden, Jonathan Taylor can just burn you. You know, sometimes that happens. This is a great defense. Trent. It's a great defense, though, in Cleveland.
It might be the best defenses in the league.
Yeah.
Like it's top three for sure. And I'm not saying
it's a terrible running back matchup.
No, I'm not even saying like this is one of those where you probably need to play him, but I don't like him. I'm saying you do not start Jonathan Taylor at all. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Anyone else in this game? Like, I think Josh Downs is kind of a sneaky play. He's doing okay. Michael Pittman, you probably have to play. Cleveland side of the ball, are you excited to play Amari Cooper this week? Like, do we know if Deshaun Watson's playing?
If I knew Deshaun Watson was playing, I would be.
And we kind of said that earlier today, Jordan, or you said it yesterday. This is a really ugly slate with the combined with the buys and just the matchups. Like, it seems like it's a defensive week. All the totals seem very low. We have a lot of games that aren't like we have had one game that's in the 40s so far with all of our games.
It's one of the worst weeks I can remember. And we probably say that once every year, but it's bad. Like, there's just nothing that gets you really excited about anything. So the afternoon games are a bit better, but not much better.
Yeah, there's one game.
Sunday night's good.
Sunday night's what I'm excited for.
I'm talking about on kind of the main Sunday, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably got to play Jerome Ford if you have him. The Colts did have a defensive lineman get suspended for PEDs, I believe is what it was, or something like that. So he's not going to be playing this week. I don't know if we need to talk about this game much more. Like I said, Josh Downs is kind of a deep sleeper. I don't know.
This is the week you go to the pumpkin patch with your girls on Sunday.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
That'd be the third week in a row, though.
Like, if anyone has anything to do on Sunday, you got to miss football on a Sunday, this would be the week to do it.
Yeah.
Too bad Chick-fil-A is not open.
It'd be the first time with this family, though.
Phil's wife's like, Phil's wife's like, oh, I'm glad you want us to come now. This is great.
He loves the hair.
I've never seen a guy take so many selfies at a pumpkin patch. I'm just like, dude, where is your family? You're all alone.
In Ugg boots.
Yeah.
In Ugg boots. I hate pumpkin patches. Like, I'm not a fan. Like, I actually went to one
Ugg
that's
boots
like
in red shorts.
That's right. It's like, what?
I don't even know what that means.
I'm not going to live out. Yeah, you're such a weirdo. We have one that's near our town that's like pretty cool, nice little small town pumpkin patch. But just like those general pumpkin patches, they're so overpriced, man. You're like going there for like a snow cone, and it's like $15. Anyhow, that's I feel about as disappointed in that as I deal with.
When I think pumpkin patch, my mind goes first thing it goes to is snow cones. Very first thing.
Okay, no. I'm not going to let you poke fun at that. Every time I see you at a pumpkin patch, there's a snow cone in your hand and a pretzel in the other hand. So don't act like
This is a total lie. Don't act like you've ever seen me at a pumpkin patch. Your nickname is Pumpkin Spice.
I've seen photos after. All right, let's move into a whole different okay, go ahead, Jordan. What's up?
No. Who are we taking to win the game?
We're all just going to go Cleveland. For a push. I'm going to go Cleveland also. I'm going to go Cleveland. And Phil's talking about pumpkin patches.
I'm gonna go Browns.
I'll take the Colts. Will you give me the spread?
No.
Phil's talking
Cleveland.
Phil's talking about pumpkin patches every Tuesday morning. I have a waiver episode that comes out with all my favorite waivers, streamers, all that good stuff. I usually rant about stuff, you know. So if you have trouble finding the perfect pumpkin, let me help you find the perfect waiver ads for each week, guys. And all of my waivers are under 68% rostered according to our sponsors, Sleeper. I go to Sleeper, I look up all the roster ratings. I even have an email. You can go sign up for it at www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. It's a nice list. You can listen to the podcast or watch on YouTube, and I give you the top three at each position. The email has a lot more players available, more handcuffs, more stashes, all that good stuff. But go over to Sleeper, move your whole fantasy league to Sleeper. Don't just do the fun plays that we do each week and Jordan makes picks on, which if you do those picks, enter Dudes 100. They'll match you up to $100. But take your fantasy football league up the next level, guys. Move your whole league over to Sleeper, and then, you know, enter our promo codes while you're at it, Dudes 100, and they will match up to $100. Phil, what do we got next?
I like how, you know, we're getting close to the Christmas season, and you said you had a nice list. I'm glad they're not on the naughty list. That's all I'm saying, yeah, Trent.
The naughty list
gotta
is
think
coming.
About that. The naughty list is coming. All right, we have the 4-2 Bills versus the 1-5 Patriots. The current total right now is 41.5. Buffalo is favored by 8. No starts or sits in this game. I think we can all kind of agree this one's probably going to be a blowout, although the last time, maybe one of the most memorable ones, was that absolutely terrible game in Buffalo when Mac Jones wore the wetsuit.
The scuba suit.
Any thoughts here? What do we want to talk about here? I know everyone's talking about Belichick potentially stepping down. I really don't want to talk about that. It's everywhere. Well, fantasy wise, what are we thinking here? Is just starting your studs and we can move on? Like, I kind of feel that way. Maybe Jordan, probably not really anything with Ramondre. I think we can keep this one short.
Josh,
if somehow the Patriots could keep it close, I think Ramondre is pretty solid, but I don't know if they can do that.
Yeah, Josh Allen was limited in practice today with a shoulder injury. He's going to play. I think you fire up Allen. This is a good – I think Stephon Diggs, your obvious guys. I think they'll go back to James Cook. James Cook hasn't played well the last 2 weeks. The volume's still there. They did sign a running back.
Is it though Trent? I don't know if it is.
The volume's not there. His volume last week, he had 14 attempts last week.
It's not. Yeah, but he split snaps 49% with Latavius Murray, and Murray had 10 carries.
Yeah, there's a lot. I still think he's the best guy, and I still am willing to play any running back that's getting double digit carries like that. If Murray gets those goal line carries though, then I think we need to worry a little bit more. But I think Buffalo looked so bad last week that they were kind of just going with, you know, just trying different things. They couldn't run the ball, and they couldn't really throw the ball either.
Yeah, I know.
So
I got Buffalo here.
I got Buffalo.
Yeah, bounce back. Bills.
Is there anyone we can play on the Patriots sides besides Ramondre? Zeke had a good run last week that got called back.
No.
I'm just bringing that up. I don't want to play him. Just, you know, keep that in your know. Your,
of course you do.
What was his fantasy points? It was pretty similar to Ramondre. I think Ramondre was one of my duds of the year, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see. Ramondre still had a good game last week, though, but only 10 attempts.
Yeah, he had a game. Ezekiel had 11.4, and I think Ramondre had 15.
Okay. Is Phil
yeah,
really,
I mean, Ramondre
really
still,
quiet right there?
Ramondre's, yeah, he lost his mic. Ramondre's still doubling up on Zeke on snaps, though.
Yeah. Looked like he had some of those wheels returned there. Mac Jones has thrown less TD passes this month than Derrick Henry for the Titans.
We should never mention the name Mac Jones on this pod ever again. He's not worthy of being mentioned. That's how bad he is.
He looks really bad.
Jordan, Malik Cunningham season.
They got to do something different there. I don't. Yeah. I don't know if they've helped.
That's who I'm going to start. That's who I'm going to start in my dynasty league. Malik Cunningham, because Mac Jones is not lasting in this game.
You think so? You think he gets plunked in this game?
I think they're going to get killed in this game.
Okay. So
then he'll go to the Raiders. So I think, do we all take New England?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, we could probably
Phil, you took New England? All right, I'm going to plug New England in for you, Phil.
Can you not hear me?
I hear you.
New England, you said.
Oh, sorry. No, no, I want Buffalo. My apologies.
You should have let him just keep that and not said anything, Jordan. What we got next?
Yeah, moving on here. So we have the 3-3 Commanders versus the 1-5 Giants. Current total right now is 39.5. Washington is currently favored by 2. Jordan, you have a start in this game. Let's hear it, man.
Yeah, I got Brian Robinson as a start this week. He's only playing 50% of snaps, so that is the biggest worry. But in games where they are up or lead or close games or leading, he has pretty good numbers. So like he doesn't have the biggest workload in the world, but I like this matchup for him. New York Giants are allowing over 20 fantasy points per game to running backs in the season, and they give up the third most rushing yards and third most touchdowns allowed to running backs. New York Giants are the sixth worst run defense on PFF, according to PFF. So I just think we get a really big Brian Robinson game this week. I think Washington wins this game. So in order to do that, if they're winning or it's a close game, Robinson gets a majority of the work. I think Robinson gets probably about 75 yards and a touchdown here. Maybe he throws in about 20 receiving yards. So I like Robinson quite a bit here.
Yeah, I hope that this brings some clarity to the Washington backfield, because it's right now, basically, if you're saying that, Jordan, you're thinking the Washington's going to win the game, it's kind of seeming like...
I do think they're going to win the game.
Gibson's kind of the receiving running back. Like, I think if you think they're going to get beat, you play Gibson that week, and you'll get a decent amount of points. Sam Howell's thrown it a lot. Sam Howell, I think, is on pace to get sacked 96 times this season. I don't know if it matters what quarterback you put back there. If he's going to get sacked that much, he's probably going to struggle. Yeah. Can you play Terry McLaurin this week?
Curtis Samuel season.
Yeah. Curtis Samuel looks good. He was on that waiver show. I think you can drop Jahan Dotson, and now that I'm saying that, he's probably going to finally go off. Anyone
super touchdown dependent.
Yeah, and it just doesn't seem like the targets have been there, or at least the catches aren't there.
I don't even know if his red zone targets are even that big.
He had one target last week and ran the second most routes on the team.
Who was that again, Trent?
Jahan Dotson.
Yeah, no, he's fine. If I don't know if I drop him yet. It's just hard because I don't know if they can support three wide receivers on this roster or this team. And on the Giants side, assuming Saquon plays, I think he played Saquon. I think that Wandale Robinson's a pretty good, like, was he on your waivers, Trent, Wandale?
He was not on my waivers because he wasn't on there. He is 37% rostered. He had a good game last week.
He's Buffalo. a really good PPR. I think if you need someone in PPR, I think Wandale is pretty solid. Mm-hmm. Just because he's going to get the 6 catches for 40 yards, that's 10 points in PPR. Maybe you take that and move on.
Yeah, he was 8 for 8. He had 8 targets for 8 receptions versus Buffalo.
He seems just safe.
Yeah.
Safe.
Decent matchup actually, it's a really good matchup for wide receivers. Second best matchup on the week. I think you can play Wandale in a deep league. Maybe not even a deep league.
So, Trent, just a quick update for you. The Antonio Gibson and the Robinson targets and receptions through the air are actually very similar. Like, there's not that much of a drastic difference, and they both have receiving touchdowns. Like, they both only have one. So, just a quick update there for you.
Yeah, Phil, your mic's going in and out. I don't know if it's not staying plugged in or what's going on there, but...
He probably thinks it's an HDMI.
I'm going to say Washington wins this game. I don't feel great about it. It's a division game. I could see it going either way.
I think I feel pretty confident about Washington. I think this might be a pretty decent spot for Daniel Jones to come back and have like a pretty good week. Just because we see Daniel Jones either have a terrible week or a good week. So I don't know if he's going to get the 30 points like he did that one week, but I think he can have like definitely like 20, close to 25 points this week.
Okay.
I'm going Washington. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you're going in and out though. I don't know why. What are you doing, Jordan?
What's
you
the next Washington? Game we got?
Oh, well, Phil's messing.
I got Washington. Sorry.
I'm going to assume Phil's going with Washington. He can change his mind if he lets us.
He said Washington.
He did. Okay, next game. Jordan does have a sit in this game. We got Falcons, who are 3-3, traveling to Tampa Bay, who are 3-2. The total's 38, and Tampa Bay is favored by 2.5. And if you're listening to this and you got some start and sit questions, go over to check out the Fantasy Dad at TFF Dad on Twitter. He loves answering start and sit questions. He does videos on Twitter. He pretty much gets to everybody. So go give him a follow on Twitter and shoot him some messages, DMs, tweets. He loves it all. So go check that guy out.
He's no videos. Dude. No videos this week?
No video this week. Unfortunately.
Definitely miss out on that.
Yes. And Jordan, do you have a start in this week game or do you have a sit?
I got a start. I got a start. This I got a start.
Kind of surprised me.
Yeah, so Tampa's giving... So I got Drake London as a start. Tampa is giving up about 25 fantasy points a game to wide receivers this season. And they're about mid-pack in yards allowed, touchdowns allowed. Tampa Bay's defense is much better against the run. So they're kind of a pass funnel. Their mid pack coverage grade on PFF. But the biggest thing for me is the volume that Drake London is starting to see. He has seen a big increase in targets lately, 9 and 12 targets the last two games with 6 and 9 catches respectively in those two games. I think this is a really good spot for him to have a big game, kind of keep it rolling. Desmond Ridder seems like he's getting better, but he is at least starting to look for Drake London. So I like Drake London in this spot. You know, I'm trying to don't want to be too obvious with these starts and sits. So I feel like that talent is starting to finally shine for Drake a little bit. So I like him in this spot. I think Atlanta has a tough time running the ball, too. So I think they have to throw.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And this matchup, too, for Atlanta is a hard running. How is Tampa Bay? I always think of them as that team that won the Super Bowl. They are one of the tougher running back matchups right now. They're the 24th toughest.
They're a pass funnel, Trent.
Yeah.
They want teams to pass the ball. They're going to stop the run.
So Tampa, yeah, yeah, I on the Bucs side, you're playing Mike Evans. I'm not loving Godwin so far this year. It seems like I thought he would be more the guy, but it's more of Evans. Godwin is...
Well, I think it's just Baker Mayfield taking shots.
Yeah, Godwin has back-to-back games with double-digit fantasy points. So you probably can play Godwin, and Evans is... he didn't have a great game this... past week, he only has 6 fantasy points, but I think he'll bounce back. He has 3 TDs on the year. Tampa Bay running backs, do you feel good about any of them, Jordan?
White's okay, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't love it, though, but, I mean, you might have to just play him.
I'm going to say big divisional game. I'm going to say Tampa wins this one.
I'm going Falcons.
Jordan's got Tampa. I got Tampa.
Fire the cannons, baby.
Who?
Seth, are you watching like The Bachelorette or something back there?
Like Gilmore Girls on the back.
Yeah, I'll address it.
Seth has left the stage on YouTube. I'm not sure where he's going right now. His mic is muted, and it looks like there's a bunch of blurs on his screen. But anyways, I don't know what those hand motions are. Phil, what do we have next here?
Yeah, next year we have this 3-2 Steelers at the 3-3 Rams. Current total right now is 43.5. Los Angeles is currently favored by 3. Seth has a sit. That's why he was addressing it, as he said. I'm going to let Seth take it. Take the
right. My Seth, sit of the laughing. Week is my wife. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. Most of the week is the Rams running backs. So likely that means it's going to be Zach Evans because Kyron Williams is out week 7 and Ronnie Rivers is going to be on the IR. I think they signed Royce Freeman from their practice squad and Daryl Henderson is back on their practice squad. So that's a new face or familiar face back on the team. But I think likely all three of the backs will be active on Sunday. Evans will be the number one, but I think it's going to be a pretty big committee. I also feel like the Rams might just want to throw the ball the whole time like they did last week when they only started running the ball in the second half. So I think they're just going to throw it a lot. Maybe I get burned here by a touchdown and like a decent game on the ground, but I think it's pretty safe to call it a sit.
No, I agree. This is I think this is just a complete passing game. I almost made Puka as my start of the week here. I felt like it was maybe a little too obvious. I mean, you keep firing him up. This is just going to be bombs away by Matt Stafford. I think he's going to keep throwing on these guys. I also like, I think I kind of like Pickens on the other side too. He's just kind of, Pickens is a guy that you feel like if you don't play him, he's going to blow up on your bench. So it's just like, I think you have to play George Pickens. Would you say he's matchup proof, Jordan? Like he can kind of just blow up at any time. Only needs one play.
I mean, his biggest like enemy is Kenny Pickett, you know, like, if he's going to throw, you know, be a good quarterback, Pickens is always going to be fine.
Yeah, and he's a big play receiver. I just think he needs a little bit more volume.
So,
not a great wide receiver matchup. Like, yeah.
No, I agree with the whole Rams. Like, I think it's a good matchup on the surface for Stafford and Puka and Kupp. My only concern here is you go to PFF and we got the Rams are the fifth worst pass blocking team and the Steelers have the fourth best pass rush. And so that's my only concern here is that, and maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe both can be true that the Steelers sack Stafford 5-6 times. There's a pick six. And then also, like, Cooper Kupp and Nick Puka can be great. So maybe they're mutually exclusive and they don't, you know, correlate too much with each other. And maybe they correlate better because if Stafford is playing that bad, it's probably going to be a close game, right? And so, or if he's getting sacked and turnovers and just my thought there. Like, I think the Steelers defense is fine this week in season long too.
I almost like Cooper and Nacua better because of that.
And that's what I'm saying. So maybe it's fine. Like I just don't know. Like if the Rams are gonna be able to protect Stafford this week. So
that could potentially hurt Seth to some extent if they're just like getting the ball out quick to running backs, which is an option there. But I still stick for the most part with what you said, Seth.
I agree with Seth too. I'll have some Zach Evans on DraftKings probably just because he's literally mid price. So, and he is a talented guy. But I agree with the premise, too, though. I don't know if you guys know this. He was a five-star recruit out of high school.
I'm going to go. I think I'm still going to go Rams here.
This is a weird one where I, like, want to say Rams. I'm going to go Rams. I don't, like, love it, but I don't really love – it could come down to the defense here. Now, it's just kind of a, you know, it's not a revenge game, but it's kind of a homecoming game, right? Because I know it's L.A., but Pittsburgh, that's where Donald's from. That's where he went to college. You know, it's kind of his team growing up. I don't know. Probably some family flying in to watch this one. I'm going to go Rams win this one.
I got Rams. Phil?
I also have Rams.
Okay.
Makes me feel better.
Did you give your Seth?
Sorry, yeah, Rams.
Cool. Yeah. All right, moving on here. We have a
here, I'll pick it up, Phil.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Can you hear me? This is the game that I wanted to announce. We have the 1-5 Cardinals versus the 3-2 Seahawks. Current total right now is 44.5. Seattle is currently favored by 8. We have a start again in this game. We have a sit in this game. Since I like Trent's a little bit better, let's go with your start here, Trent.
All right, I have TJ. I'm thinking about TJ Watt. I have Tyler Lockett. I think this is a really big bounce back game for Geno, where he can get right. Geno hasn't been playing well. It's been a couple weeks. Geno has, he had 14 points last week, 8 points the week before. I think this is the perfect bounce back game for Geno. And I think when you do that, I think he's going to have a TD to Tyler Lockett. He's due. Tyler Lockett hasn't scored since week two. His fantasy points have just been okay since then. I think this is the game he finally bounces back. And if it's not Tyler Lockett, it could finally, it's a good wide receiver play. If it's not Tyler Lockett scoring this week, this finally could be the Jackson Smith Najigba week. Finally, we've been waiting for it. I said I thought it would happen after the bye week. The bye week was 2 weeks ago, so maybe this is JSN season. But I don't – I feel like Metcalf is kind of losing it a little bit. Like, I know he's still a really good talent, but I think Lockett's going to get a touchdown this week. I think he's going to start turning it on right here, and I think they get him – I think Geno gets going this week. And my sit, I just have Cardinals running backs. You just don't know what's going on there. Like, DeMarcado was the guy we had a week ago, then ended up being Ingram, got a bunch of the snaps. I just, there's not enough clarity to make me want to play either one of those guys unless it's a really deep league. Like, Keontae Ingram had 37% of the snaps last week, and DeMarcado had 43% of the snaps. So it's just a really weird. DeMarcado had two attempts, and Ingram had 10 attempts. So it's just a really weird split over there. I know it was the Rams, and the Seattle's middle of the road against the run. The biggest news coming out of Arizona is what Hollywood Brown said about Kyler Murray, how he's looking to come back, and he's looking to make a splash in the NFL this year, and that he's kind of – you know, it sounds like Murray's taking his rehab very seriously, and he looks like he's missed playing football. That's the biggest news coming out of the Arizona camp. So that might be, you maybe missed your buy low opportunity for Kyler Murray in Dynasty after that news. Maybe if you have been holding on to Kyler Murray in fantasy, maybe now's the sell him for more than what you have. Maybe you can get a second round pick out of him or something. I don't know. But also worth noting, maybe in a deep league, that's worth a hold. If you have an IR spot, you can add Kyler Murray. But yeah, I got Arizona running backs, and then I got Tyler Lockett as a start. Anything else?
Right on. If he's
there? Anything else?
I think it's pretty cut and dry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like the spot for the whole Seattle passing game. Walker, I like the spot for Seattle offense. I think Marquise Brown's pretty good. Obviously, you're playing Marquise Brown. He's been awesome this year, so. Marquise Brown's in another really good spot here. I like this game for DFS a decent amount. Worried it might get too popular, though. So it's a good game for Geno here.
Yeah, Marquise Brown's wide receiver 16 on the season. He's been very solid.
The other note, Trent, it's kind of like in that Michael Mayer category. Trey McBride starting to get more run for the Cardinals. So if you look at their – let me see if I can pull this up real quick. He was a high draft pick for them last year.
Yeah.
Tight ends. So recently, Trey McBride had 4 catches for 62 yards last week. And then if you go to their snaps, he is starting to out-snap Zach Ertz. He had 58% to 46% for Ertz. So 58% McBride, 46% Ertz. Probably just someone to keep an eye on, and maybe more of like a DFS value this week than anything else.
Okay, I'm going to go Seahawks win this game. Anyone going to go Cardinals? We got a little bit of a bird fight here, which is kind of cool. Phil always loves, you know,
Seahawks. Hawks, baby.
Phil loves bird fights. What else?
Hawks.
Hawks unite.
All right. Hawks unite. All right, moving on here. We have the 2-3 Packers versus the 1-5 Broncos. The Trent has a start in this game. Current total right now is 44.5. Green Bay is currently favored by 1. You would hope that the Packers win this one decently well, but like, who knows here, right? Like this is a weird one. Trent, you have a start in this game. Let's hear about your boy, Aaron Jones.
I'm going with Aaron Jones. I know he didn't have a full practice today, but man, if he plays, this is such a smash spot for Aaron Jones this week versus Denver. I want to fire him up and play him. This team has missed Aaron Jones. I think they play a lot better when he's there. he hasn't played really. He played week one, then he played week four. I really hope he plays this week because I really like the spot. I'm not willing to go out there and say play AJ Dillon quite yet, but I think Jordan Love's better with Aaron Jones. I think this is a great comeback game for Aaron Jones. I really hope he plays. According to my chart here, I'm looking at Denver is the fourth best matchup for running backs this week on the schedule. So yeah, I like Aaron Jones. There's a small sample size with his actual playing time. I know he practiced. He wasn't a full participant in practice, but I'm hoping he can play. But I like Aaron Jones as my start of the week here. I don't know if there's anyone you love on the Denver side of the ball. I think you can stream Jordan Love if you want to, even though he had a tough outing versus the Raiders last time we saw him. Christian Watson, you can play. I don't know what else other guys you like in this game. Maybe it's a really good game for Luke Musgrave also. Hoping he finally has a good game.
Yeah. I love the Packers here. I think it's a great spot for the whole Packers offense. So, again, I'm with you on Aaron Jones. I love Christian Watson here. Almost like Christian Watson is my start of the week. I think I'm going to have some Jordan Love stacks in DFS this week. So, I don't know. I really like the Packers here.
Just as a total side note, I think this is I would assume that the Broncos have gone with over 4 out of their 6 games, like, of the line total. This is not one of the games where I think the line being at 44.5, I could easily see it going under.
Really? Interesting.
Just, yeah.
I mean,
this Denver defense is so bad though, Phil. It's
it was 8-19 against the Chiefs last week.
Well, I mean, you want me to tell you again the Chiefs offense isn't good? Like, I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Are you really?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, the Chiefs have the best quarterback matchup on the week this year. Maybe it's just because of Mahomes. They factor in, you know, the combine everything here. But yeah, maybe they aren't, Jordan. I don't know. I think they need a receiver.
I mean, we'll talk about them like in 30 seconds. But like, I don't know. Like, I really like Green Bay here. This Denver defense is bad. I think they're going to score. I don't know. I wish Denver didn't have a 3 running back committee because I think it's a good spot for a Denver running back, but I have zero idea who it is. So I don't know.
Yeah, I can't believe Denver traded up what they traded for Russ and Sean Payton. And maybe in Payton's defense, he's just not a Russ guy, and he's looking like it's kind of weird that Payton came. Payton was on the, you know, commentary last week or last year saying that Caleb Williams is the only quarterback that teams would actually tank for. You know, maybe he's tanking, maybe he's not. Caleb Williams, that's a whole nother thing. Maybe we'll talk about that more on Sunday. But yeah,
well, given all the. Given what the Broncos have done the last couple of years with these just awful trades or awful pickups and awful trades, maybe they would end up giving Caleb Williams some shares of the franchise. Maybe. Like, let's not put it past the Broncos based on their decision making over the last few years.
That's true. I am going to go with Packers here. And
cheese
and
I'm going Bronco Country's Let's Ride.
All right, and I need to
you
plug.
You can't help yourself, though.
I gotta plug my mic in. So keep going. I'll be right back. I forgot to do that. Keep going.
That is embarrassing. All right, we are moving on here to the cheese. We are moving on here. This is a rough day for our podcast. We have the 2-3 Chargers versus the 5-1 Chiefs. Current total right now is 48. Kansas City is currently favored by 5.5. Jordan, you have a sit in this game.
Yeah, I got Josh Palmer as a sit this week. I don't necessarily love it, but I think it's fine. Palmer is playing a majority of snaps, and he is the clear number 2 receiver in behind Keenan Allen in almost at San Diego. In Los Angeles, with Mike Williams out. But this is kind of a matchup for me, like a matchup sit more than anything else. Chiefs are one of the best defenses against wide receivers. They're 8th in fantasy points allowed, 6th in yards allowed and to receivers. I just hate the matchup for Josh Palmer. And he is getting like a lot of his volumes coming on like big plays. So I think this Chiefs defense is really good. I respect it quite a bit. And so I'm just not going to get to Josh Palmer here. I think you're good to not play him.
Okay. Seth, anything to add there?
Yeah, I think I would agree. I think we probably can agree with this game might get slightly out of hand for LA, or they'll be playing like a score down all the time. I don't think it's a bad matchup for Eckler. I think Eckler might be pretty good play this week. Like, I think he's a top guy to be. He's like, his receiving capability is like extremely high. So we all know that like that guy could totally get there with just receiving alone. We saw that last week. I think he had like 20 or 30 rushing yards, but quite a like bit of involvement in the receiving game. So I like Eckler in this game. Keenan Allen obviously is a stud. Like, that guy's like maybe one of the like best values you got in that guy, like in the third or fourth round this year. But yeah, fire those guys up. Palmer, I think Jordan kind of agreed. It's like, it's a little like, it's an iffy pick. I think the matchup wise, yeah, he's probably right. But who knows? Maybe he just gets there because he just gets crazy volume because they throw the ball a ton.
Yeah, the weird thing about Palmer was it seemed like Herbert was going to him a lot late in that last game versus Dallas. Maybe that's because Gilmore wasn't on him. Maybe it was a matchup thing. I'm not sure. Or maybe Bland was on him. I didn't watch that closely to that part of it. But it seemed like he did go to him a lot when the game was on the line. That kind of didn't make sense to me. The other thing that's worth noting is I don't think Eckler is playing himself this week. So you, in fantasy, so you can probably play him for sure.
Yes, good point.
Did you see Matt Harmon came out and said, like, hey, I just want to let you know I'm the guy who chooses who I play in my lineup. It's not Austin's fault I lost my matchup. Or it's not his fault that I won my matchup in fantasy. It was like a weird old long ordeal, but that's yeah, weird. It was weird.
Odd.
Yeah, I'm going to say, man,
I'm going Chiefs.
I think you have to go Chiefs, right?
It's a really good spot for the Chiefs offense on paper.
Their defense, I think, is so a bounce bad back spot.
This Chargers defense is really, really bad. So I think actually Mahomes gets it done this week. I think that I have no idea which Chiefs receiver is going to get it done. We got Mecole Hardman added to the mix now.
Kelsey's probably a smash.
I'm not worried about Mecole Hardman. I'm done with that guy forever. Unless he goes off for like 30 points and I'll be ready to be hurt again.
Yeah, I got Chiefs.
All right, I am taking Chargers to get it done. I've just basically been yellowing it up. Can I go back and change from Denver to...
No, absolutely not.
All right,
no. Well, absolutely not.
That's a bummer. All right, moving on here to probably the most exciting last two games of the week. What's that, Trent? What do you say?
I'm just laughing that you like make a stupid pick, then you want us to let you change it. Here's the deal. I'll let you change it if the Broncos actually end up winning, because you don't really believe in them. So the fact that they win, I don't think you should get it.
I think that they could win against the Packers, even how bad they are.
Oh, yeah, it's the NFL. It wouldn't surprise me.
All right. Well, we are moving on here to, like I said, the two most exciting games of the week. We have the 5-1 Dolphins versus the 5-1 Eagles. 52 point total. Philly is currently favored by at home by 2. Seth has a start in this game. I hope you guys are all getting hyped on Chase Claypool, but before that, let's go with Seth. Let's hear about your start.
Yeah, so my start's Devonta Smith. Obviously, this high game total is just the most attractive part of this game. I think there's going to be so many people watching this game. Everyone's excited about it. Man, I'm not going to want to leave my seat. But I think, yeah, 52.5 is the total, so a very high total. Devonta Smith hasn't really done anything the last 2 weeks. And what we've seen in this offense is when guys aren't featured, the Eagles try to get them the ball, and we see them talk about it in social media. Now, I haven't really seen them talk about Devonta Smith not getting involved, but in at least our pods, the last few times are like, man, Devonta Smith hasn't gotten involved. Man, he hasn't done anything. I need Devonta Smith to do something. Well, I think this is the week he's going to do it. I think this game has the point total and enough volume to where they're throwing the ball, running the ball. to where all these guys on both offenses can all have a really good game. Like, I think AJ Brown can have a double digit week, and Devonta Smith and Dallas Goedert. And I think all the weapons are just really good. But yeah, I think the Eagles, I mean, even try to force him the ball, like, for what it's worth. Like, I think that's how easy it's going to be them for the move the ball. I don't think the Dolphins defense is terrible, but I don't think they're up to the caliber with the Eagles offense. Same goes for the Eagles defense and the Dolphins offense. I think he's projected a top 10 wide receiver, but I think he has an upside of being a top five this week.
He's due. He has to have a good game. He hasn't scored a touchdown since week two. This should be a shootout. It's a really good matchup for Dolphins wide receivers, but I say that, but every matchup's a good matchup for Dolphins wide receivers. I could see Waddle and Devonta Smith both making big plays in this game, because I think Brown and Tyreek are going to be the guys that they kind of focus in on. Jordan, how do you feel about, or how do you all guys feel about Mostert? Like, I know you have to play him. Do you think he has a good game against Philly, or is it more of a receiving game?
It's a way tougher matchup for the running backs than it is for the receivers. Like, Hill and Waddle are going to shred this Philadelphia secondary. The secondary is bad. They're not good. They give up points in bunches to the run to the receivers. So it's a tough matchup for Mostert. I think you play him just because he has that touchdown upside, you know, and they get around the 5 yard line. But I don't see this being a big Mostert game. I think it's a big Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle game, Tua game.
Yeah. I'm
it's really, a fun game, though. It's an awesome game.
I'm excited for this one. This is by far, I know this has been a rough slate, all the games, but this is a very good game here. And yeah, I don't know what else to say about this one. I think you fire up everybody you can in this game on the offensive side of the ball.
Both of these teams have picked up big-bodied wide receivers, both with very different careers in the NFLs, but Julio Jones just got picked up on the Eagles.
That's true.
Anything you want to comment on that, Jordan?
How many carries are they going to get this week, Phil?
Chase Claypool, if he has one carry.
That was your sign. That,
my mic was...
That's not it.
My mic knew I was spewing nonsense, so it just muted me.
Yeah, you should use that mic in real life.
If Claypool gets one carry, Jordan, you owe me $5. And if he doesn't,
all right, that's maybe that's just fate.
saving you.
Here's the thing: $5. I'm being.
This is bad. I'm going to move on from this game.
I got Philadelphia winning this
Eagles.
Game.
I'm going to go.
I got
Miami.
I got Eagles.
That's a dolphin right here. See it swimming on my screen.
Stop doing that, please. All right. We're moving on here.
I'm not stopping.
We're moving to the Monday night game. We have the 5-1 49ers versus the 2-4 Vikings. Current total right now is San Francisco is currently favored by 6.5. Seth has a sit in this game, and Trent has a sit in this game. I'll let you guys decide who goes first.
We already did a rock, paper, scissors game before the pod. We wanted to spare you guys of that. I have KJ Osborne as my sit of the week here. He was a hot waiver pickup. He did not pan out last week. I know it only takes one catch from him. They're probably be throwing the whole game. This is primetime Kirk Cousins. I want to stay away from it. And it's primetime Kirk Cousins without Justin Jefferson. And I don't know if we even want to play Justin Jefferson. If we want to play Kirk Cousins without Justin Jefferson. That's how bad it's looking. How bad it looked last week. Minnesota did not look good against the Bears. I know it's their first game without, you know, their alpha wide receiver, the best in the NFL. But no, I do not want to play KJ Osborne. I don't know if I even want to play Addison, but I think the volume will be there that you can play him. I don't like this matchup for wide receivers. It's not a good matchup here. Seth, what do you have? That's my sit of the week, though.
Yeah, I have Madison. So also on the Viking side of the ball. I think it's just a bad matchup from the Vikings. I think the 49ers are going to come back mad how the game went last week, and I think they're just going to put pound town on these guys. And I think it's going to be real ugly, and I think it's going to be uglier for the running backs because the 49ers are going to be up. So maybe the only reason, Trent, you lose the Osborne sit is because they're forcing wide receivers the whole ball. Game. But I think this But I think the safest bet is probably Addison and Hawkinson. Even though both of those still don't seem that good. Madison, what's interesting, Madison has two receiving touchdowns on the year and doesn't have a rushing touchdown. And the 49ers don't allow more than 55 yards rushing except for last week. It's going to be an ugly game.
Yeah.
It's like, man, maybe flex this game, honestly.
Yeah. Here's the weird thing about this is Kirk Cousins had his second lowest total of pass attempts last week. He only had 31 pass attempts, and it's just weird. Maybe the script wasn't there, I guess, against the Bears, but it's just very weird.
That was a weird game, though.
Really weird. Game. Hopefully it doesn't stay like that for the season. But what are you thinking, Jordan?
No, I just think this is a TJ Hawkinson game.
Yeah.
That's the only Viking I really like. He's just going to get peppered with targets, I think.
And then it's too soon to know about Christian McCaffrey. I think if Mason
I think
he's going to play.
I think CMC plays. Yeah, I think so.
Long week to recover. Oblique, though, that's not a fun one as a McCaffrey owner.
I think he's missed time for that one before back in Carolina.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, it wouldn't surprise me if they sat him, but he'll play if he can. And if you have Chris McCaffrey and Mason on your roster, at least, you know, it's at the end and you can plug him in right at the end. I'm saying 49ers win this game. I think I honestly, maybe my favorite play, maybe because it's a blowout, it's not good. I think this is a good Purdy game or an Ayuk game. Maybe is the right thing to say, but
yeah, I don't know.
I could see them.
It's
just
a weird game. It's a good matchup for all the San Francisco, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I'm going 49ers. Anyone going against the Niners? Phil, you're going to try to take the points.
I would if you guys allowed me to, but...
No. No. So 49ers all the way across. Just recapping everybody's starts and sits this week. I had Tyler Lockett, Aaron Jones. Jordan had Brian Robinson, Drake London. Seth had Devonta Smith, Jacoby Myers. Sits, I had the Cardinals running backs and KJ Osborne. Jordan had Jonathan Taylor, Josh Palmer. Seth had Alexander Mattison, LA Rams running backs, and his wife. I think that kind of does it there, guys. Is there any closing remarks you guys want to say?
Hey, we need a score for the game real quick. Score. Real tiebreaker score.
So who gets to go first?
I'll go first.
Winner goes first at the new rule?
I will go... Yeah, I'll go 40.
You're going with 40 on the game? I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with 45.
Seth,
39.
Phil?
48.
You dirty dog. All right, that does it, guys. We will see you on Monday. Remember, don't be rude. Share the dudes. We really appreciate it. And we will see you then. But as always, take care.
This has been another episode of the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. Remember to rate, review, and follow. For more information, go to www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. And remember, we are sorry for absolutely nothing.